الحمد لله، نحمده ونشكره تبارك وتعالى ونستغفره، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله رحمة الله للعالمين خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. We praise Allah. We offer him all the due thanks and gratitude. And we ask him to shower his blessing and peace on his gift to humanity, the last of his prophets and the messengers, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We bear witness that there is no deity save Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad is the servant and the messenger of Allah. My dear Muslims, we have always been preoccupied, particularly in this country, by the idea and the desire and the hope to establish Islam in America as a vibrant part of this pluralism and as a guiding element in the society. And all of us in different ways are trying to strive towards that goal through da'wah programs, through outreach, through education, through political actions, through social awareness, etc. And all of this is good, and we ask Allah for his support. Nonetheless, there is something that might be overlooked in our preoccupation with the outer arena and the outside world. We might, as fallible, forgetful human beings, overlook that really what counts is to win the battle inside our hearts. And before establishing Islam anywhere, the faith should be established in the heart first. And without people with deep conviction and faith, it will be almost impossible to promote, propagate, or establish any change on the land. So, of course, it is good to try everything we can possibly try, but if we forget where the real issue is, we will be doing ourselves and Islam and the society we are trying to serve and the Ummah we belong to a great disservice. Let us remember that we are moving against tremendous odds. The powers that would rather not seeing us here are big powers and are very resourceful. And every day there is some new gimmick attacking Islam and undermining it one way or the other. Lately, the last vogue is now the claims that we see in the internet out of utter ignorance, but ignorance is prevailing anyways, so who knows, about the practices in Hajj, that it is paganistic, etc. Some nonsense talks that will not walk into legs at all. But nonetheless, it is there, and the people who don't know grab it. The point is we need the higher power to defend us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ خَوَانٍ كَفُورٍ. Allah will defend those who attained to faith. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So it should be an important issue to us to know whether we are الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا or not. And if you ask anybody here, you say, of course we are. And I am inviting myself and every person, he or she, to look deep in our hearts, because the issue of faith is not as easily accessible as we think. We see in the Quran, when people went to the Prophet, the Bedouins, and they said, آمنا, we attained to faith. قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم. They will tell you, we attained to faith. Say, no, you did not. Say, you surrendered to Islam. You are submitters to Islam. This is two different issues. To submit yourself to Allah and become a Muslim, you are joining a certain discipline and a certain group. But to attain to faith, this is something more difficult. It is in your psychology, it is in your heart. And as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, الإيمان ما وقر في الصدر وصدقه العمل. This is something that settles deep in the heart and will be confirmed, will be translated into actions and deeds. It is more difficult to obtain and more difficult to assess. Faith increases and decreases. It is not something stable. Of course, I can say I became a Muslim and I lesser rescinded that, I stay a Muslim. But when I say I am a mu'min, I attain to faith, it is something that goes up and down. Sometimes the faith is less, sometimes the faith is more. There is certain dynamism, changes that happen. الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا. This increased their faith. This means that faith, iman, increases and decreases. It is something that's variable, and hence it should behoove us to always be on alert and to try to measure ourselves up to the levels of faith. Because today I might be okay, tomorrow I might be better or worse. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talked about al-jihad al-akbar, the bigger struggle, jihad al-nafs, to keep working with yourself. And it is a task upon all of us to attend to. We don't know, at least I don't think that we know, number one, whether we really attend to faith or not. Number two, if we do, to what level? To what degree? There are degrees of faith. Faith, iman, is not a flat plateau. There are people who are doing better than others, who are closer than others. It is not an issue of equality here. And of course, every one of us would like to be at the higher degree or at the highest degree if possible. But who knows that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who can make this judgment. قُلْ لَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't appraise yourself. بَلِ اللَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. This is Allah who can do that. There are so many factors in ourselves that can be so elusive that we cannot even assess our status. So did the Quran leave us like that without a roadmap? No, there is a roadmap that will tell us about these degrees. And it will be up to every one of us to try vaguely, approximately, to know where I am. Where I am, where am I on this scale? At least we should be aware that there is a scale. Number two, we should try to know, am I down there at the first step, or am I, alhamdulillah, climbing up? So if we look at the Quran to try to see these degrees, we will find that the Quran is really offering us things that are very tangible. And we should rejoice on that. Because the most difficult thing is soul searching. You can't get that on the internet, and you can't get that by going to the library. There is a whole world inside each one of us. And to find your way through is not easy. So when we look at the Quran, we find the degree of faith that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam attained to. And this is the highest. Is it exclusive to him? Nobody said that. But nonetheless, this is the highest. And the Quran illustrates it. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. You Muhammad, go and tell them about yourself, that my prayers, my acts of worshipping, my living and my dying are totally to Allah, the Lord of the universes, without any partner. This is what I have been bidded for, and I am the most forthcoming to surrender to Allah. That's the highest degree of faith. Everything, including living and dying, is completely dedicated to Allah. Period. Without expectations, without asking for anything, that's it. Can we reach that? I don't know, but we try to look and see. If we go to a degree that's probably easier than that, still very high, we find the Quran is talking, and all the verses I'm quoting are talking about the believers, those who attain to faith. We are not talking about hypocrites or about kafirs or anything, talking about believers. And when the Quran was revealed at that time, it was talking to those believers, the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We find the degree that's easier. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah bartered from the believers their lives and their property, and the price is paradise. Of course, ishtara here, this is an expression of generosity, because this is how the human mind works and the human psyche. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave everything, he can take everything. But the way he addressed us out of his kindness and generosity is there will be a deal. You will give your life and your property, and you will take paradise. Are we there? I don't know. This is a question for every one of us, he or she, to ask. But there is here ishtara, you gave something completely for something else. When you go, you buy a shirt, you pay the price, you get the shirt. Finished. A done deal. So are we close to this done deal approach or psychology or faith or not? I don't know. A degree probably easier than that because the expectation is higher. من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعفه له. Who will? And haven't it been mentioned in the Quran, I wouldn't have dared to say it. Who will offer Allah a nice loan and he will get it back multiplied several times. Of course, again, this is out of the generosity of Allah that he puts it this way. But here, somebody is giving and expecting more. Are we in a place to be ready to do that? Or every time we are asked to offer anything to the cause of Allah, we don't offer. Allah is in no wants. We hesitate and we are not sure, and I need the money and I need the time and I need etc. That's also a question for everyone to ask himself or herself. A degree that will come, probably another indicator that will tell us whether I am one of those believers who really have the faith, etc., but I am not ready to exhaust myself. I'm just sitting there, I'm a believer, that's fine, good, alhamdulillah, and I say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, but I'm not walking the extra mile, I am not putting the effort that needs to be done. This will tell me something, that I am less than someone who does. لا يستوي القاعدون غير أولي الضرر من المؤمنين والمجاهدون بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله فضل الله والله لا يهدي إن الله لا يحب الظالمين فضل الله المجاهدين بأموالهم في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله على القاعدين أجرا عظيما. There are degrees. Someone who is ready to work and to exert and to struggle and offer effort and money, even if the verse was revealed in the context of a battle, but nonetheless the meaning is expanding and extending to everything, cannot claim that this faith is equal with one who is sitting there not willing to do anything. Not only that, another indicator. There is another indicator that the Quran is saying. Would an easy task be equal to a difficult task? I can come to an Islamic institution or to a mosque and say, who said I don't want to work? I work. The best kind of work, the easiest kind of work. I'll sit there and criticize everything. It's lovely, it is easy, I'm not offering anything. Would that be equal to someone really who's sweeping the floor or taking the task or putting ideas and raising funds and working and running here and there? Of course not. And the Quran again, أَجَعَلْتُمْ سِقَايَةَ الْحَاجِّ وَعِمَارَةَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ كَمَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَقَاتَلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Of course, Quran saying they are not equal. Would you make the job of just offering water to the Hajj and taking care, sweeping the floor, etc., like the one who is fighting in the battlefield? No, those are two different ranks and degrees of faith. And Quran is alerting that. The timing. قُلِ أَنْ يَسْتَوِ الَّذِينَ قاتلوا في سبيل قل هل يستوي الذين قاتلوا من قبل الفتح. Would they be equal to those who joined after victory? No. Quran says it is not equal. There is some people who sit down until the project is a success. They didn't suffer, they didn't. When it is a successful project, they joined. And people did that at the time of the Prophet. When he became victorious, they flocked to Islam. He says, be aware that your faith is not equal. In the sight of Allah, this is not equal. Those who came at the time of difficulty, when it was not clear which side the wind will go to, those are at a higher degree in the sight of Allah than those who waited until everything was established. Then a lower degree. ومن الناس من يعبد الله على حرف. Still believers. We are talking about believers. But he's worshiping Allah on the borderline. If something good happens, اطمأن به. فإن أصابه خير اطمأن به. If something bad happens, انقلب على وجهه. He returns. And we should look into ourselves. Are we those kinds of believers? Who are just, as long as everything is okay, I am okay. And at time of difficulty, I turn my back. A question to be asked. Then there is a degree even lower than that. And still, we are الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why do you say what you don't do? So as you noticed, my dear brothers and sisters, it is a long journey from إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي way down to يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ on borderline, way down to talk in a way and act in another way. A whole scale. As a matter of fact, I counted them. They are 9 steps. Each one of us should sit down and focus and see where do we belong. And wherever we belong, if I am at step 9, let me work for step 8. When I reach it, I try. But the point of awareness, and be sure that talking about that today, and I have been invited today to talk about social issues that are important, struggles that we have. But nonetheless, I felt that anything that does not begin from here will not take us very far. I ask Allah for forgiveness for myself and for you. Udu'Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what I meant for myself and for you with this talk is to be oriented. There is nothing like we'll drop everything we are doing and sit down working on that. Belief and the faith are built in the field while you are working. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. They were praying to Allah while they are working, while they are building. And this should be our style. The problem becomes if you are building and you forget. Why is the building for, and what it is all about, and what kind of faith I need to foster and to cultivate to attain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get his pleasure and his blessing. But we should keep the balance. We should not go out and say, now let us bring our faith up before we participate in the census. There is a census now that Muslims should participate in, so that we are counted and we can get some rights. There is a project to build a place here for sexual interact, which means the crude language is a whorehouse. And it is passing through the assembly and the city hall, etc. And we will object on that. There is attack on the family itself as a unit of the society, as you know. So we should vote on to support the proposition that will prevent that. There are such a long agenda in front of us. We don't deserve the agenda, but you do the agenda without working on your faith. You will not reach anywhere. Inna Allah again, Inna Allah yudafi'u an alladhina amanu. The support of Allah will come to the believers. Wala yansuranna Allahu man yansuru. Allah will support those who support His cause. Inna Allah la qawiyun aziz. I ask Allah for forgiveness for myself and for you. And I ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the clarity of vision, the purity of heart, and the strength of determination to pursue his cause and to always keep his word as supreme. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا وتولنا وتب علينا واغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات واعل اللهم بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين وصل اللهم على محمد أقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء.